This is CliffCentral.com.
Here she is, Anthea. She's fresh and ready to give us all the information that we need to understand what's going on, the economic indicators, and I hope that there's some silver lining, because the last couple of days have been just bad news. Bad, bad news through and through. So let's hope we can find at least one thing that isn't absolutely dreadful. All right, Anthea, I suppose you want your song, right?
Yes,
All right. Very demanding. Let me just see if I can find you a version that we haven't played yet. How are you? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm not doing too badly. Markets are not great, but then, you know, these things happen. But I'm fine. It's definitely summer's coming here.
I can feel it this morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah,
felt good.
Too. Really good.
All right, let's try. Here's one that we haven't played before. All right, let's give this a go. It's your special song, Anthea, that people love. How's the book doing, by the way?
We're still a bestseller.
Oh,
so
very
that's good.
Good
news, yes.
All right, awesome.
Since day number 10.
Very nice. All right, so what do you got for us in the economy today? What's going on with finance? What's going on with our money?
So as I said earlier, I'm not great. I mean, Wall Street had its biggest sell-off on Friday since December. You know, it's been that bad a week. It's really not great. It was quite a big week, actually, last week, mostly for offshore markets, though. Firstly, the U.S. Fed cut interest rates by 25 basis points, a whole quarter of a percent. Sounds so familiar, right?
Our
central bank, yep.
These guys are all in cahoots.
Well, their repo rate's now 2%, whereas ours is still
6.5%.
It's the first time they cut interest rates in 11 years.
But isn't this what people were asking for months? So
now it's
happened.
Well, this is certainly what Donald Trump was asking for, because he came out on Twitter saying that it was all Powell's fault, that Jerome Powell should have cut interest rates better, and he let them down. It's like there's so many more people in the reserve than poor old Jerome Powell. But you would cut interest rates when your economy is not growing. So obviously this is to stimulate the economy. And the U.S. Fed said there were two things particularly they were concerned about. The slowdown in global growth and the fact that their inflation just hasn't picked up at all, because they do need some inflation to get things going.
Right.
And the irony of the slowdown in global growth is actually that we're blaming Donald Trump, President Trump, for it. The same man who's complaining about the economy not growing, about the Fed not stimulating the economy well enough or sufficiently.
Is it fair to leave the blame at his door?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we've seen global trade decrease significantly since he's implemented the trade tariffs. And then last week he did it again. He added another 10% on pretty much the rest of what America imports from China, $300 billion worth of goods. And there's no doubt that's going to have an impact. Now, I know you and I always have this discussion about, but you're always on Donald Trump's side, right? Isn't that what he should be doing? Make America great again. That's his mandate.
It's just what he promised.
It's what he promised, yeah. And so people should be buying American goods. But actually, America doesn't make everything. So they do need to import some stuff.
No, you're wrong, Anthea. We make everything, and we make it great. We do the greatest job. We've made so many jabs.
Sorry, President Trump.
Yeah, well, he did promise jobs. He didn't promise he wouldn't put tariffs in with China. And frankly, like, I think that tariffs are a bad idea. We had this discussion, so I'm not on his side on that at all.
And
I think any government interference in the free market's a very bad idea.
And on the jobs front, America is basically at full employment.
Mm-hmm.
So why do they want jobs? It's not like South Africa. We're desperate for jobs.
Jesus.
But I don't actually understand why the Americans want jobs. They are all basically employed. The 3.8% of Americans that are not employed, I'm not sure
they
that
probably
it's that
can't
big a deal.
Get out of bed.
Well, I was tempted to say that. I did not want to.
They're just lazy.
Yeah.
All right, so the Fed finally cuts interest rates, but we've still got a big problem.
Yeah.
The trade tariffs carry on. What about our position in global trade? I mean, when all of this stuff happens, I know that we're a small player. But
quite frankly, I'm more concerned about all the boardroom brawls at the moment, and nobody doing anything about our position in the global market. We have suffered. I mean, so the rand has totally blown out now. About just over a week ago, we were trading with a 13 handle. Mm-hmm. It's now 14.86 this morning, heading straight to 15. Like, it's like, how did that happen? So I'm actually quite shocked. So one of the issues was that Eskom released their results last week.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is such a big problem.
It's a 20.7 billion rand problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no. It's a 430 billion rand problem how much debt they have.
How are they ever going to solve this? I mean, this is going to be the thing that makes the IMF take over our economy.
This is it, exactly. Right?
I mean, this is what the stupid government don't understand. All these morons who just, they cannot make anything work in this country. Don't you get it, guys, that eventually the only people who will give you the money are going to be the IMF, and their conditions are going to be, we control the entire economy from here on in. So you'll be sitting in the union buildings and in parliament pretending to be in charge, but you won't be anymore because the IMF will run the country.
That's exactly right. And maybe that's not a bad thing.
Maybe it's a good thing. I mean, listen, anything's better than this dysfunctional government.
So I'm a little bit worried at the moment about the credit rating agencies downgrading us. I mean, I cannot see how Moody's can possibly keep us at investment grade with this going on. It's extraordinary. And it's just kind of nonstop. And then, and I mentioned the boardroom brawls early on. I feel like the guys are taking the eye off the ball. You know, Mark Barnes has now left the post office because of some differences in the strategy of how to run post banks. So he, excuse me, he obviously had an idea of how things should be run and where he wanted to take the post office. He's, by the way, left the post office without any debt, which is quite something.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay,
that's amazing.
Good for him. That is good, because, I mean, a lot of people were saying he can't even fix the post office. And a lot of people, when he joined up and he said he was going to head up the post office as CEO, people said, don't know if this guy's got the chops.
I think even we were a bit skeptical. I certainly was a bit skeptical, but he's proven to have done well.
Okay.
And then this old
I'll take back what I said about him on Thursday.
Oh, what did you say about him?
Well, when he resigned, I thought, there goes another guy who just couldn't get it right. But if you say he left them debt-free, that's impressive.
No, he did okay. Definitely did.
All right.
And then this old mutual thing with Peter Moyo and Trevor Manuel continues.
God, that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Isn't it shocking?
Oh,
like, who's it more embarrassing for? Trevor Manuel, Peter Moyo, or old mutual? Yeah. All three. Like, there is no winner. In fact, it's so bad that their share price has come under pressure again.
Sure.
And again, like, they're just taking the eye off the ball, you know? And the whole focus is on whether Peter Moyo is going to walk back into the office and whether the security guard will let him in and whether he'll do work and how much money they're going to spend on lawyers to actually stop him from working. I mean, I almost feel like there's something they're not telling us.
Maybe there is something they're not telling us. Ooh. exactly.
And then almost on the same token, Discovery and Liberty are now fighting. Discovery is saying that Liberty is copying their rewards program or using their rewards program for their own benefit or for selling Liberty products, which they're not allowed to do. And I'm a bit like, you know what? It's a good program. Somebody was going to copy it. And surely F&B copied it as well. I mean, have you seen all those F&B ads? You can now get wellness points and all sorts of free things with F&B.
Sure.
Anyway.
You don't sound impressed at all.
I'm so unimpressed. No. It's so banal.
Anthea thinks nothing of this.
Boring.
Outrageous. All right. Well, how about some other stuff? CPI inflation?
Yeah, that came in at 4.5%, smack bang in the middle of the Reserve Bank's target range.
Cool.
The things that drove it really were non-alcoholic beverages, food, transport. So those were your things that drove CPI inflation.
Okay.
Still
manageable.
It's very well contained.
Not bad.
Then on company news, a couple of things. We had ShopRite. They beat sales estimates for the full year to June. I mean, not great. Sales are 3.2%, but the share rallied so much. It was incredible. The share was up at one stage 18% or something.
Really?
Blew my mind, yeah. Not that it was a great set of results. I think just the market was expecting less of it.
Okay.
And then the JSE reported a fairly weak set of half-year results. diluted headline earnings per share actually declined by 29%. Uh-oh. Revenue decreased by 8%. Really not great. And all this when the equity market value, traded value, fell by 11%. So you know that's how the JSE makes their money, right?
Sure.
When you and I buy and sell shares, they take their mm-hmm. little commission. So if trading volumes are falling, then obviously revenue's falling, so not great. And on top of it, their personnel costs increased by 19%. And all of this comes to the conclusion that Nicky Newton King, the CEO, has decided to retire. I mean, she probably shouldn't have left it in such a bad state or at such a bad point. I would have, if I was her, carried on a bit longer and fixed the problem. That's not a great legacy to leave, right?
No.
Your revenue declining, but your costs increasing, your jaws really just squeezing.
Yeah, but she also, I mean, I remember hearing her talk, and she was one of these people with, like, big ideas and not so she's quite political about stuff, and nobody cares about that. What are the rands and cents, honey? You know, really, I mean, who cares about the other stuff?
Right.
Honestly.
If you ever decide not to become a DJ, will you come and work for me as a fund manager, please?
You think that would make sense?
Absolutely.
You think I could be good at something?
I don't know if you're going to be good at it. We'll listen to your opinion.
Me? Little old me? Okay, cool. All right, let's just talk quickly about MassMart, because, oof.
Oh, shocking. Absolutely. Oof. They warned they're expecting to make a loss for the first half of the year as a result of softer than expected sales, margin weakness, and higher expenses. The same story. This is terrible. I mean, I think, I can't remember the numbers now. I didn't put them down. I should have. But I think that MassMart's stake that Walmart bought is now worth a third of what they paid for it, if even that much.
That's terrible.
Just depressing, right? Shame.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you know MassMart are getting that new CEO that's coming in from Japan. They're flying him in from Japan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a nice appliance.
Shiny new appliance.
We're flying in our new CEO. He's a great appliance.
Yeah, so basically everything's just pointing to the consumer really still under a lot of pressure. Woolworths didn't escape it either, although in their case it was more a situation of them writing down the David Jones Australia operations, which really have not gone particularly well. But yeah, I'm afraid that's where I'm going to leave you with. The consumer's still under a lot of pressure. We really would like another rate cut if anyone from the Reserve Bank is listening.
Yeah, come on, guys. I mean, like, that would be really cool. Plus, of course, we need it desperately. We'll take anything.
And you know petrol's going up again this month.
Don't say that.
I'm afraid so, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
All right, well, Flax and I are going to go and fill our cars straight after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no time for messing around. All right, Anthea, thank you for all that bad news. Always nice to see you.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Don't you guys love it when Anthea pops in and makes you depressed first thing on a Monday morning? Oh, it's the greatest.
This is CliffCentral.com.